The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Avihu Tamir, CEO of Kanabu, and that's KNB ticker, and Nick Pateras, Managing Director of Materia Europe. Guys, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Our pleasure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, you've released an update on the acquisition of Materia. And of course, Nick is from Materia. We'll talk about that and the significance. Before we do, as always, if you could, Avihu, explain for people maybe not that familiar with Kanabu what you're all about, please.
Yeah. So Kanabu is a medical cannabis company specializing in medical device and formulation that are medical grade formulations. We're developing unique formulations for specific indications. So for example, pain management, that's the number one indication today for medical cannabis, post-traumatic stress, and insomnia or sleep disorders. So we're developing in our research lab in Israel unique formulas, and we have a medical device vaporizer that was launched now in the UK as well. And this is really a replacement for smoking the cannabis. Mm. And so that was the core of Kanabu. Now Kanabu is becoming a pan-European company with distribution arms in the UK, in Germany, and obviously a flagship UGMP processing facility in Malta. All these obviously are subsidiaries of Materia, but Nick can add to it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's today, like you say, you've announced an update on the acquisition. So let's get into that. Let's get into the progress you're doing there, Nick, at Materia. First of all, take us through the update, if you could, Avihu.
So the update is mentioning that we are close to a definitive agreement with Materia. We agreed on the terms of the acquisition. That's what we did in the last 2 months since the head of terms. We finished almost 100% of the due diligence process and found that there was no issues with Materia or the subsidiaries of Materia. And on top of it, we put outside the milestones. So there's some significant milestones on the Materia team, management, and shareholders based on the forecast that we're expecting to see with the enlarged group. And we're talking about a milestone of around £15 million sales for 2022, and another milestone is almost double £30 million pounds in sales for 2023. And that will put the enlarged group already as one of the biggest players in Europe and the UK.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And so it's a significant step towards the acquisition. And let's go over to Nick here. Give us an update, if you could, Nick, on how things are shaping up from your side, future plans. But before you do that, to explain Materia's role, please, if you could.
Yeah, for sure. So Materia is a non-cultivating medical cannabis company focused on the European market. So our thesis has been to really focus on the value add downstream activities of processing and distribution. So today, our infrastructure includes an EU GMP certified facility in Malta, in which we actually process flower from all over the world into EU GMP. That's the standard required to sell into medical cannabis markets across Europe. And we also have a distribution asset in Germany. It's a fully licensed medical cannabis importer and wholesaler, which has been selling to hundreds of pharmacies up and down Germany for about a year and a half. So those are the two core assets that we string together. Obviously, Germany is really important for us from a distribution perspective because of the importance of the market, Germany being larger than the sum of every other European medical cannabis market combined. So that's a very key part of the ecosystem. We also have a CBD marketplace in the UK. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of rounds the company out. From the beginning, our focus has been not to do cultivation. We think that that's a field that requires a lot of expertise and experience. So instead, we leverage the cultivation knowledge of our supplier base from all around the world, tapping into high-quality genetics at low cost, and thereby, we think, defining the future of the medical market in Europe.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so just to get this straight for everyone, so you can basically import from anywhere in the world and then you bring it up to sort of EU standards, is that right?
Exactly, that's exactly it. So the reality is that there are a lot of cultivators all around the world, many of whom have access to fantastic genetics. They grow at affordable prices for a purchaser like us, but they aren't able to hit the compliance and quality requirements needed to sell into the European market. Now, we can work with those cultivators to make sure that they actually can meet the compliance requirements. We process their input, their biomass, into something that can actually then be sold to a European-based patient.
Excellent stuff. And Nick, if you could, just give us an operational update from Materia.
Yeah, so we've been happy that we've successfully hit a number of important milestones recently. The first is following up from our EU GMP certificate that was issued by the Maltese authorities early this year. We also received our narcotics operating license from the authorities just a few weeks ago. And that means now that we are fully licensed in Malta, and we're actually on the verge of beginning our first commercial production run. And that will actually take place in the coming days. So we are now finally, after many years of work, as everyone knows, EU GMP certificates are really hard to actually attain in cannabis. We are on the cusp of actually generating our first sales through the Maltese facility.
I see. Excellent stuff. Okay. And if you could, guys, talk me through the sort of the medical cannabis product that's launched in the UK.
So yeah, of course. I think what's unique in the world right now of cannabis is that if you're looking at any other country that is not North America, so really pure medical cannabis markets, the only options for patients is to buy the flowers, and most of them are smoking it, or a tincture that is a oily material that is digesting in your stomach. Mm-hmm. And both these options are not ideal. Physicians are obviously not happy to give flowers for smoking, and patients are not happy with the solution of the oil. And as a result, the only market that has alternatives to this and many other options of delivery methods are US and Canada. And the rest of the world, that's what you have. So the launch of the vape pod, the first medical cannabis vape that is being sold in a medical market, happened in the UK. And that's significant because for the first time, you see two types of patients. First of all, the patients that were smoking until today and was trying to find a better method are extremely happy and adopting very fast the alternative delivery method. But on top of it, many new, or I would call it naive patients that never tried cannabis before and were afraid of starting to smoke, that weren't smokers, they have an alternative, easy alternative. Meter dose inhalation gives you a precise dosing without any tar and soot and burning. And so that's a major step. And it's a major step because it's the first time that the UK is leading in something in medical cannabis. Mm-hmm. And we're planning to launch in Germany, in Israel, and these markets are going to look into the UK and see, okay, how is the adoption? Is it really converting smokers to non-smokers? And I believe that will be a great step for the medical cannabis in UK and obviously for Cannabis Materia as an enlarged group.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvelous stuff. Okay, guys, thanks very much for that. And as you know, Abihu, at this point, I'd like to get three reasons from you, if you could. On the front page of Vox, there are 10 companies that are most followed, and that changes all the time according to who hits those follow buttons. So if you could, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Cannibu to their watch list, please.
For the first reason, I would say we have many other updates that are coming soon. You don't want to miss it. Be the first to know. So that's a good point. I think that Cannibu is unique with people that behind it, the management, everyone is have history with the cannabis industry, obviously bringing other history or experience like pharmaceutical, entrepreneurship, business, but having the capability to understand the market, to see where it's going. And now with Materia Management, if it's the CEO Deepak, if it's Nick, they're coming with vast experience in cannabis and bringing this, you know, being able to see how the future would look like because they've been in Canada, they saw it, and we know what the market would look like in the future. And the third one I would say is that with Cannabo and Materia, we will have probably other, it's called non-organic opportunities that if you want to know about them first, it's good to follow.
Excellent stuff. Guys, good to chat to you. Abhihu, Nick, thanks for coming on, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.